that, we'll go to our next caller. We've got Aaron calling from Pueblo, Colorado, listening on AM 970. Hello, Aaron.
Tim, how are you?
I am doing well, my friend. What's on your mind?
Well, kind of sprung out of a conversation you were having earlier about sacraments and Protestants' relation to sacraments and marriage. So a question I've had on my mind for a bit is, how can Protestants have the sacrament of Eucharist when they don't believe in the real presence of Christ? So there's that, but then how do they not have this sacrament of marriage, even though they preside over a consensual marital union, kind of like you were talking about earlier?
Gotcha. Okay, well, Aaron, got to tweak this a little bit. I didn't say Protestants have a valid sacrament in the Eucharist. They do not. Their valid sacraments are baptism and marriage. Those are the two valid sacraments, presumably in the case of marriage. If you have two baptized Protestants, we presume that to be a valid sacrament unless it can be shown otherwise. So Protestants have a valid baptism if it's done in water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. They still have to have the valid form in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Matter has to be water. And they have to have the intention of doing what Christ and his church does. But if that's there, they have those two valid sacraments. Now, they do not have a valid Eucharist because obviously they do not have valid orders. When they jettisoned all their beliefs, well, there's a couple of things. Number one, Martin Luther, John Calvin were not bishops to begin with. So they didn't have the authority to ordain anyone and continue in apostolic succession. Even though in Luther's case, he was a validly ordained priest, he was not a bishop. But even if he were, Luther rejected the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And so as a result of that, similar to the Anglicans, you know, there's a famous document, I believe it was 1896, as I recall, Apostolicae Curae of Pope Leo XIII, when he declared the Anglican orders invalid in what is understood to be an infallible act of the Pope. One of the reasons, there were two main reasons, but one of the reasons was the Anglicans denied the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The Code of Canon Law in Canon 904 tells us that the principal reason for the existence of a priest is to offer the holy sacrifice. So the Anglicans denied that. Well, then what they're ordaining is not a priest. If you're ordaining somebody to preach, to do a lot of other good things, but not to offer the holy sacrifice, that's not a priest. Of course, there were other problems, too, with the form. That would be a problem with intent. They also had a problem with the form of their Edward VI created this new rite of ordination way back when in the 16th century, and it lacked in intention for the reasons I just mentioned, but it also lacked in form because the ordination did not specify what grade of order, and it did not specify the powers of the order. And so they're out for those two essential reasons. Well, the same thing would follow with the Protestants. They don't have valid, there's no way they have valid sacraments. They didn't have valid bishops. Even if they did, they wouldn't have proper intention and form and so forth. So I hope that helps you, Aaron. I think you got more than you asked for there. But remember, we do believe they have valid sacramental marriages if you have two baptized people who have proper intent when they join together in holy matrimony. All right, Aaron, thanks so much for your call.